For KAXC News, I'm Larissa Donovan with a special edition of the Up North Report. While it may be difficult to determine when spring will actually begin in northern Minnesota, it is allegedly on its way, and with it comes spring wildfire danger. The major windstorm in the Bemidji area last summer resulted in 9 million downed or damaged trees. Property owners around the region have contended with brush piles for months, with spring typically becoming a time to burn them. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources began requiring burning permits in most of the state on March 5th, and Bemidji Fire Chief Justin Sherwood is encouraging people to burn their brush sooner rather than later while there is still snow on the ground.
People are burning them, but we're actually surprised that they're not burning as many as we thought. We're starting to hear people saying, oh, I'm waiting for the snow to melt and then I will burn them. But that concerns us because that leads us into our wildfire season.
Planning for this spring's wildfire season has been months in the making since the storm event, not only for the Bemidji Fire Department, but also with state and federal agencies. Bemidji Fire and the Department of Natural Resources have mapped and modeled the region to identify areas of concern, Sherwood says, with more firefighting from the skies expected this spring. Sherwood says staffing challenges and budget constraints impact firefighting at local, state, and federal levels, and wildfire risk mitigation is far less costly than responding to a major wildfire.
The state DNR is also going to be having heavy air resources in and around our area, and so while some of these staffing things are concerning, I do think that we're able to mitigate or reduce that threat a little bit by inviting everyone to the party, including our air resources, initially and being aggressive.
Nearly 5,000 acres of the neighboring Chippewa National Forest were impacted by the blowdown, according to a prepared statement, which described significant challenges to the wildland fire landscape across the Black Duck Ranger District. Last year's efforts to shrink the federal government resulted in several layoffs at the Chippewa National Forest, but the agency states its firefighters and support staff are, quote, prepared to respond to every wildfire quickly to reduce risk to people, homes, infrastructure, and natural and cultural resources. The blowdown from last summer's storm isn't the only fuel in area forests, Sherwood says.
We still are thinking about the 2012 windstorm, because there's a lot of areas that we were not able to get into. And I say we, I mean foresters, firefighters, so on and so forth. And so we have that fuel on the ground that is rotting. And then we have the new stuff here that is on top of it. And those items or that debris has dried out extremely fast.
Sherwood says wildfire mitigation or reducing the risk of wildfire is key.
It's removing the debris that's on the ground, especially close to residential structures. It's hardening your home. That means making sure your roof and gutters are clean, making sure you have green space between your house and the forest, and providing maybe sprinklers or evacuation plans.
Sherwood says even re-siting or re-shingling houses in wooded areas could qualify as wildfire risk mitigation, such as replacing wood materials with steel. As most wildfires are human-caused, education is also a major factor in reducing the risk of wildfire. The Bemidji Fire Department recently received a grant from the International Association of Fire Chiefs Wildfire Mentorship Program, which will bring in resources from state and federal partners for wildfire mitigation.
The hope is to give us a plan, again, not only for like this spring, but for the years to come, because this is going to be a concern for us, that will help the Bemidji area mitigate those wildfire risks in and around what we call the wildland-urban interface.
The DNR recommends Minnesotans to compost, chip, or haul brush rather than burning it. Lingering heat from campfires, burn piles, and ash removed from wood stoves or heaters can be the result of insulated embers, which could quickly turn into a wildfire on a dry, windy day. If there is less than 3 inches of continuous snow on the ground, a burning permit is required for any fire larger than a campfire. Burn should always be closely monitored and fully extinguished. Large plumes of white smoke seen and smelled around the region this time of the year are likely from brush pile burns, and Sherwood says it is not necessary to report them to dispatch. Plumes of black smoke could be indicative of a house or car fire and should be reported. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. From the KAXC News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.